Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, liberation, abundance, all those good things that Black women deserve because they are a birthright. Okay. So in today's episode, real talk, I just want to check in with you. That's it. I just want to check in with you. Now, I know that might be a little weird because obviously you can't see me. You can only hear me. I can't hear your responses. If you're listening to the podcast, obviously, I mean, you can't see me. And obviously I can't hear your responses. You can only hear me, but let's just go and pretend that I can hear you because I don't really know of any other way besides having a live event where I can actually see your face. And we can kind of like have like a some type of dialogue, right? But I want to do my best. I want to check in on you because I realize that this is important. It's important to have someone checking in on you because as a Black woman, it's very easy to feel like no one's checking on you because everybody's busy, right? And it's also easy to feel that way if you're always the one checking in on people. Or if you are, for example, you have people, you know, you have a circle, but you want support, but you don't want to feel like you're just too needy because everyone has so much stuff going on that you don't want to end up feeling like you're a burden to your circle. Not that your circle would even make you feel that way, but I know that that's one thing that's relatable to me. Sometimes when I'm going through some things, there's like specific times where it feels like I'm just always going through something, you know, there's always something. I'm just like, oh my God, yet another thing. Right. And so it's like, I don't want to be that person that's just like reaching out, you know what I mean? Because in my mind still, there are times when I feel like I am burdensome or worrisome or I don't know, just something along those lines. Again, not saying that the circle makes me feel that way. This is just something within me. This is like this internal or like some conditioning that I have been led to maybe feel that way in the past. And it just compounded and here we are, you know what I mean? So part of my healing is learning how to or just being more comfortable reaching out. But sometimes I do still feel that way, if that makes sense. Again, not because of the people that are involved, but sometimes that's just a me thing, you know? So I don't know if you can relate to any of that, but here we are. I want to check on you, Black woman. I want to know how you're doing. I want to make sure that you're good, okay? So that's the point of today's episode. So let's just flow with it. So again, checking in on you. I know that I can't hear your responses, but I really do want to ensure or do my best to make sure that at least in the Brown Girl Self-Care community, You feel like you're seen. You feel like you're validated. You feel like you're valued. You feel like you're important. You feel like you matter. You feel like someone really does want the best for you and is rooting for you. Again, even though I can't see you, you can't see me, but someone really is rooting for you, rooting for me, rooting for us, Black women. And sometimes it's just hard to feel that way in the real world, right? I get it. I get it. So, real talk. How are you? How are you? And even that's a loaded question, right? Because when people ask you how you are, what do you say? Do you tell them how you're really feeling? Or do you give them this PC answer that a lot of people expect? You'll either say something like, yeah, I'm good, I'm going through a little something, something, but I'm okay. You know, that's something that I would say, you know, sometimes I'm going through a little something, something, but I'm okay. Like, I just kind of like brush it off and move on to the next thing. And you can do that for many reasons. Either you don't think that they even want to hear it, or you don't want to be a downer. You don't want to be worrisome. You know what I mean? Or just different things like that. Or you just, you know, if it's someone that you're not really in touch with like that, or like you don't have that connection, you don't want them in your business. Like they ain't signed up for all that. You know what I mean? So there's a few reasons why we give like this masked answer of when someone asks you, like, how are you doing? I get it, because again, I do that too. But when I ask you, how are you? Again, I'm genuinely asking, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How have you been? What's good? You good? Right? How are you? And my hope is that even just someone asking you that question allows you space to just check in with yourself, allows you space to drop your shoulders, allows you space to, again, feel all those things that I said before, seen, valued, validated, you matter, important, like all those things, gives you space to just take a beat to really see how you are without having to mask any of it, because all of it is important. All of it matters. Nothing is too whatever, insert your own word, nothing is too whatever to be expressed. So yeah, how are you? I can say for me right in this moment, I'm feeling really good. And part of the reason why is because before I pressed play on today's episode, kind of going back to, I got to take care of me first before I can branch out and touch other people, if that makes sense. So in other words, practicing what I preach. How about that? In a nutshell, practicing what I preach. I have to do things before I press play, because if I don't, I'm not necessarily in a good space. I feel rushed, or I feel anxious, or I feel, I don't know, feel a variety of things. So before I press play on today's episode, I actually just came back from a nature walk. And you know, if you're not following me on YouTube, by the way, your girl's gonna be putting up some videos, and they're gonna be pieced together how they get pieced together. You're gonna get what you're gonna get, because perfectionism is not required. But I'm really just kind of like getting out of my comfort zone, and I want to share that part of the journey. I think that's important. I think it matters. You seeing someone in their blooming, well, we're always blooming, right? But you seeing someone on their blooming journey, their healing journey, their self-love journey, their confidence journey, is important. I went on a nature walk today, and that really helped me to just tap into peace, joy, reflection, rest for the mind and the body. You know, just being connected with nature, it does something to the brain. I'm sure it does something to the brain. I'm sure it does something to the body, to the spirit, like all of it's connected, okay? So I just took a nice little nature walk. And then when I got back, I took a shower. I took a shower, not because I was all sweaty and stuff, not that it has to be justified, but because I knew that after like taking a little walk, that shower was gonna be like a double boost to my, how I'm prioritizing myself and taking time for me. And so once I did that, then I was ready to record this episode. So if nothing else, use this reminder to take what you need for yourself. Take what you need for yourself so that when you can, You're in a place to give whatever needs to be given, or whatever you feel like needs to be given to the world, to your boss, to your kids, to your family, to your dog, to your cat, to your parents, to your spouse, whoever. You can give whatever needs to be given. Gove. I just made up a word. Whatever needs to be gove. Given. And it doesn't deplete you. Now imagine if I press record on this episode and I hadn't taken a walk. I hadn't taken a shower. I hadn't brushed my teeth. I hadn't, what else did I do? Drank some water today. I hadn't, whatever. Like, those are the things I did today. I hadn't taken that time for me to prioritize what I need. And then I'm going to go and press record and try to talk to you, but it's not going to feel good to me. You may not be able to tell when you're listening, but it wouldn't necessarily feel the best to me. And I would feel like I'm depleting myself. Maybe when I stopped recording, I would have a headache, or I would feel super just tired or dehydrated, or whatever the case may be. All that to say, as you check in with yourself, one of the questions I would ask you is, if I were there and you told me how you were doing, regardless if you said, I'm doing great, or you said, you know what, I'm just not doing well right now, I would ask you is, have you been taking time for yourself? And if so, what, why or why not? Or what have you been doing? How are you taking that time? And I used to say, or sometimes I still say, make time, but I'm trying to be more mindful of my words, because we're not always able to make time. When I think of making time, that to me feels like a luxury. Making time, you know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing to obviously make time in your schedule and do da da da. But some of us, we don't even have the option to make. Sometimes you don't even have the option to make. Your day is full. Everybody wants something. Everybody's trying to be on your schedule. Everybody's trying to take, you know what I mean? So sometimes, like, I'm trying to differentiate, because if you're thinking, oh, I'll make time when I can, no, that's like X, like, no. It sounds cute, like, make time when I can, but no. No, we can't. We have to take time. We have to be very intentional about taking the time. Because if we say that we're going to just make time to take care of ourselves, you are not going to be able to make yourself the priority the way that you deserve. Does that make sense? So I am very intentional about not only making time, but taking time, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling burned out. I'm feeling like there's a lot of stuff for me to do. I'm feeling like I'm being pulled in different directions. I'm feeling like pressure, for example, pressure to perform, pressure to create, pressure to keep the house clean, which it ain't always clean, okay? It's not. Pressure to cook up all the time, pressure to, you know, whatever, be a good friend, pressure to whatever the things are. During those times specifically, I have to take time. And so I want you to just kind of like be thinking through that as well. How can I take time? The time that you deserve, the time that you need, okay, to be good, right? Without feeling guilt, shame, whatever, okay? Because it is easy to feel guilty when you're like, nope, boundary, I'm taking time. Someone's like, oh, can you ... I would love to, but unfortunately I can't. Or not even unfortunately, I would love to, but I can't. That's a whole sentence. Unfortunately, I can't. Thanks for understanding. How about that? Boom. So take time. Take and create that time. You deserve that. You're worthy of it. And it's so, so very important. But back to the check-in. So again, no matter how you are feeling, I want you to kind of like dive into that when you're checking in with yourself. How am I feeling? Am I okay? What's going on in my life right now? What things am I facing? What good things are happening in my life right now? What things are kind of crappy? And how do I feel about those things? How am I connecting with all of these things? All of these things are helping you to get a better understanding of what things might be leveling you up in your bloom journey, and what things you maybe need to take a look, have a look at. But we really have to be intentional about that self-exploration and what's going on in our lives. It is so easy for time to just go by like that. I mean, new month, new week, new day, new year, new hour, new decade, whatever. And so if we're not taking time to explore what's going on in our inner world, because it's easy to explore what's going on outwardly, right? That is so easy. But it's a challenge to explore what's going on the inside, especially if either people are not, you know, checking on you, which would be like a reminder, oh, I need to, how am I feeling? You know what I mean? Or you're not taking time throughout your day or throughout your week or throughout the month to just kind of like sit with what's going on, sit with how you feel, excuse me, sit with whatever other things you can that'll help you to explore what's going on in your inner world. And we all know that your inner world creates your outer world, like your outer environment, or helps to create your outer environment. For me, when I am internally feeling super chaotic, it is definitely reflected on the outside. And if it's not, the only reason that it's not, or one of the only reasons I can think of that it's not, is because I am being very intentional to keep up pretenses. Does that make sense? So for example, if on the inside it's giving overwhelmed, stressed the hell out, burnt to a crisp, not feeling good about myself, you know, really not feeling that self-love and not really owning my worth and that kind of thing. Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Way's Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Way's Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Way's Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Feeling more grounded and relaxed is Black girl peace for me. And so I really need that while doing things like tackling my to-do list or even braving this crazy LA traffic. If you know, you know. So something that helps me tap in is Recess Mood. It's a delicious sparkling water made to enhance your relaxation time and mood without any alcohol involved. So what you will get instead is real fruit, mood lifting magnesium, and stress balancing adaptogens. And again, no alcohol plus no added sugar. So I've tried all the flavors and I really, really like strawberry rose. It's like a little burst of peace in the middle of chaos, because
again, for real, navigating this Cali traffic is insane. Now, recess mood is not only my go-to for staying balanced while on the go, but it's also good for chilling at home too. It's like having a little slice of relaxation right in the palm of your hand. So next time you need a little pick-me-up without the alcohol, without the hangover, give recess mood a shot. It's been a fantastic addition to my routine. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. If it's not being reflected on the outside, again, pretty much one of the only reasons why is because in my mind, I'm just like, ooh, I got to do these things because what will people think? What will people say? What will they think about me? Just still even like trying to keep up pretenses. I don't want to live a life where I have to pretend or keep up pretenses. I don't want to live a life where I have to pretend that everything's okay. I'm always good. I always stay on top of, like, for example, my bills. I always stay on top of my chores. I always stay on top of the household chores. I always, because this is me and this is how I live. And if that is true in the moment, that's fine. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about the times where I'm just feeling low or I'm feeling tired, exhausted, whatever. I want to be able to live a life where I can say, you know, this is how it is right now and that's okay. And I want to be in community with people that get that, you know what I mean? Versus me having to pretend or try to meet someone else's standards because I don't want them to think less of me, or try to meet someone else's standards or how they live because I represent all Black people. And if I don't do XYZ, especially in relation to like if I'm engaged with a white person in some capacity, right? In my eyes, I'm representing all Black people, and so I better show a good face, or I better, you know, I don't know, be impeccably dressed, or my household better be perfectly clean, or just things like that, right? Because if not, then as the representative for all Black people, heaven forbid this white person think this about me. Heaven forbid this white person think this about all Black people. Heaven forbid this white person thinks about Black people at all. You know what I mean? Like, when really it should be like, I don't give a damn what this person, specifically a white person or anybody thinks about me, realistically. You know what I mean? That's what I am blooming into. That is where I am. That is what I'm blooming into. Like, not necessarily worrying about anybody's gaze, number one, but definitely not the male gaze and definitely not the white gaze. But again, nobody's gaze, because I've lived my life for so long worried about what everybody was going to think about me, what everybody was going to feel about me, hoping that everybody liked me, hoping that I was likable, hoping that people wanted to be my friend, hoping that everyone thought I was just this amazing person. You know what I mean? I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to be that person. I want to be, if I'm feeling some kind of way, I want to be able to show up and be feeling some kind of way without someone thinking or saying, you need to, you know, fix your face. What's wrong with you? Da, 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 da. I've had that so many times, right? By the way, especially when I was younger, because I have and had resting, I don't even know if it should be called resting bitch face, but I'll just use that, resting bitch face. I don't naturally smile. I don't naturally smile all the time. The moon has to align such a way where, you know what I mean? I have to be in this moment, or I'm thinking about something happy or whatever. If not, like, my face is just very like, you can't see it, but if you're on YouTube, you can see it right now. Like, it's just very, that's what my face is like on a regular basis. And it's not because I'm sad, angry, moody, pissed, unhappy, whatever. That's just how my face is. And I want to be okay with that face without having to explain why, versus me in somebody's environment, specifically corporate America. Don't even get me started on that. But without automatically being assumed that I'm miserable or I'm this or I'm that. But again, whatever people think, whatever, but I don't even want to care about that, right? I want to live my life for me. the things that make me happy, the things, just whatever. I don't want my life, my mood, my whatever to be in direct relation to what someone thinks about me, what someone feels about me, what someone would like, all those things, right? So yeah. Yeah. Girl, this check-in is checking. But I really just wanted to come and just kind of just chop it up, you know, and have this kind of conversation with you. And sometimes I just have these thoughts and I'm like, ooh, I want to say that. I want to say that. I want to say that. That's just how my mind works. But back to you. Okay. Back to you. So again, I just wanted to sincerely ask you how you were doing. Really. Because it matters to me. As a member of the Brown Girl Self-Care community, it, honest to goodness, it really does matter to me. And I want to do what I can to support the women that listen to this podcast, because you, again, you matter. You, honest to God, you matter. So just wanted to do like a little check-in, and just in case you don't get asked this week or this month, you know what I mean? Just do my best to support you and to offer this place of this virtual place of refuge where you can feel honored, where you can feel seen, where you can feel worthy, where you can feel like you matter, where you can feel important, where you can feel like you can just sit in this space and just rest and just be and not have to pretend or mask or feel like you have to not be real, not be real, not only with me, but also more importantly with yourself. So again, I don't know if your answer is gonna change based on everything that I have literally just said. When I asked you earlier, you know, at the beginning of the episode, how are you? But I asked you that question again, based on everything that I've just said, how are you, sis? What's good? What would you say? And if you have a journal, I want to invite you at the end, like once this episode ends, or if you're watching this on YouTube, once this ends, I want to invite you to get your journal out or open the voice app on your phone. If it's not too much of a distraction for you to be on your phone, you know what I mean? Open your voice app or the notes app. I think all phones have a notes app or notes area. Okay. Or turn on your camera and speak, like do a video journal. But how are you? Answer that question and be 100% honest. And whatever comes up, comes up. You don't need to censor yourself. You don't need to say it a certain way. You don't need to pretend that you're happy in the moment if you're not, or you don't have to pretend that you're feeling whatever in the moment when you do this if you're not. Doesn't have to be a certain length of time. You don't have to write a certain amount of words or say a certain amount of words. You know what I mean? Like, you internally know what you need, and I want you to trust that. Because a lot of times we don't trust ourselves to know what's right for us. We don't trust ourselves to be able to lean in to whatever it is we need, our spirits need. But I want you to trust that whatever comes up on those pages or in that recording or whatever in those notes, whatever comes up is exactly what needed to be said. However it's said, it's exactly what needed to be said. All right. Whew. So you good? I needed to hear this episode for myself too, because again, it's just a good reminder for me to not necessarily feel like I need to mask. And it's a good reminder because again, as a Black woman in America, when we go out in them streets or show up in online spaces that are not for us or whatever the case may be, just interacting with whomever, like, unfortunately, we have to pretend, because pretending equals safety. Pretending equals safety. For me, when I would pretend, especially back in the day or when I was younger, pretending meant survival. It meant I would continue to be able to get a check because the people that employed me wouldn't think that I was just a whatever, not a team player or mean or moody or whatever. It also meant maybe survival, because if someone in my family would ask me, you know, instead of me telling them, I would pretend, because maybe if I told them the truth, I would get in trouble. Or maybe if I told them the truth, it would have them feeling some kind of way. And then now the mood is killed, and you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of reasons why we don't give that completely honest answer, right? And it all, and it's perfectly makes sense to me. It perfectly makes sense. I mean, this is just the reality that we're in. This is the reality we are in. But what I do want to stress is that even though this is the reality, as far as like the world's concept of how we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to act and da 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 da. So this reality that we're in, though it is like, you know, what it is, we can choose to deviate from that type of reality. We can choose to like say, no, I'm not in agreement with this type of reality, and start to do things that align with your ethics, your morals, your values, etc. That's literally what I am doing my best to do. Because the older I get, the more I realize, and the more that I learn, like these systems and these realities, the way they're set up, it's like it's literally made for us to be born, to work, and to make just enough, and be happy just enough to continue going for a certain amount of time, and then, you know, you die. That's basically it, right? Everything is controlled from start to finish. Like that is it. And that's not the type of life I want to live. And I'm not living. That's not the type of life that I want to live. And that's not the type of life I want for you. I want our lives to be just rich and full of like every good thing, but also full of something like feeling our damn feelings. And not always walking around with this big fake plastered on smile if we're not feeling it. And if we're going through something, to be able to acknowledge we're going through something and we're gonna need some time, and to not be made to feel bad about that, right? It's like, I feel like our humanity is only good when we're feeling the happy parts. And there's not a lot of space for like the real stuff, not necessarily just sadness, but I mean the real stuff that we're going through in life. And that's why on the podcast, I do my best to try to share some of the stuff within reason that's going on with me, because I just want you to remember that I'm going through stuff too. I am going through some things too, right? And that's just my reality. That's just what it is. And even though I'm going through some things, I still want to live a life that is abundant in joy for me. And being able to express myself and to feel how I feel, and to just be myself, and to just navigate this world as a real person, as Bree, as real Bree. You know what I mean? So I know I said a whole heck of a lot, and I honest to goodness wanted this to be a check-in for you. And I wanted you to just know that someone, again, I said this before, but that someone is out here rooting for you, and I want every good thing for you, every blessing for you, every opportunity for you, every just good thing for you. And yeah, that's all I have for this week's episode of the podcast. But if you want to let me know how you were doing after you listen to this episode, feel free to email me. You can, specifically for this episode, you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, CONNECT, at browngirlselfcare.com. When I send out the newsletters, because your girl is back to sending out the newsletters, by the way, if you're not on the email list, you can go to browngirlselfcare.com and scroll down to the bottom. There'll be a place where you can add your email address, etc. But if you're on the newsletter, you've probably seen that I've been sending some emails in the last couple of weeks or whatever, because I'm getting back into that. So you can always hit reply if the mood hits and you can, you know, reply to that message that I send you, because it is me sending that message to you. Okay, it is me sending that message to you. Now that I've said all that I have to say, so I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up and just tell you thank you so much for being a part of this community, and thank you so much for just being on this journey of blooming and healing with me. I'm so glad that you're here. If I again just have to say it again before I wrap up, I want to remind you that you matter, you're important, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're brilliant, you're all the beautiful things, all the beautiful words I can think of, okay, in case no one else tells you that today. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.